Yesterday's assassination of Benazir Bhutto brought strong reactions from President Bush and from many of the people who want to succeed him. In a moment, we'll hear how some Democratic presidential candidates responded. First, virtually all the Republican candidates agreed that, in their view, Bhutto's death showed how dangerous global terrorism remains. Here's NPR's Ina Jaffe.
At a campaign event near Des Moines yesterday morning, Senator John McCain dispensed with his usual opening quips to talk about the situation in Pakistan. He said with any event like the assassination of Benazir Bhutto, there are winners and losers. And this time, the winners were the radical Islamic extremists.
Benazir Bhutto had said on several occasions that she would fight a battle against jihadist and radical Islamic extremists. Well, obviously, when something like this happens, who is it that gains? And that is the elements of unrest, disorder, and revolution.
McCain said that the role of the United States should be to assist Pakistan in restoring order and proceeding with elections as scheduled, and that of all the candidates in both parties, he was the one with the experience to accomplish that.
I've been to Waziristan. I knew Benazir Bhutto. I know Musharraf very well. And if I were president of the United States, I would be on the phone right now, and I know how best way to address this situation.
A short time later, and just down the road, former Senator Fred Thompson also discussed the Bhutto assassination in a speech to supporters gathered at his Iowa headquarters. Thompson said the Bhutto assassination needed to be seen in a larger context.
This is the forces of civilization against the forces of anarchy, and it's us against them. It could be a lot closer than Pakistan if we don't do what is right.
Doing what's right was not defined in any great detail by the candidates. As he campaigned in New Hampshire, former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney made this suggestion on CNN.
This type of loss of life points out again the need for our nation and other civilized nations to come together to support moderate Islamic leaders to help them in their effort to reject the violent and the extreme.
The assassination of Benazir Bhutto, however, makes clear how profound a challenge that is. Ina Jaffe, NPR News, Des Moines.
I'm David Green on the campaign trail in Iowa, where Democrat Barack Obama was trying to make news yesterday with a speech about his presidential credentials. He found himself forced to depart from his prepared text to comment on Benazir Bhutto's death.
We want to make clear that we stand with the people of Pakistan in their quest for democracy and against the terrorists who threaten the common security of the world. We'll be finding out more information as the day and the week unfolds about this difficult situation.
But while Obama spoke of getting more information, his chief strategist, David Axelrod, was ready to go on the attack. Axelrod suggested to reporters that there could be a tie between Bhutto's assassination and Hillary Clinton's 2002 vote supporting the Iraq War.
She was a strong supporter of the war in Iraq, which we would submit is one of the reasons why we were diverted from Afghanistan, Pakistan, Al-Qaeda, who may have been players in this event today. So that's a judgment she'll have to defend.
That shot was designed to reopen old wounds over Clinton's vote on Iraq. But Clinton spokesman Phil Singer responded by saying no one should be politicizing the tragedy in Pakistan. And Hillary Clinton herself told the Associated Press the incident in Pakistan showed why the next president must be ready to jump into the job and be prepared for whatever might happen. One of the other Democratic candidates, Joe Biden, said he's more prepared than anyone, given his day job as chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee.
I'd be having this press conference today in Philadelphia or Wilmington, Delaware, in my hometown. I'd be on the phone with all of you and the calls I do to you with, what, monthly or whatever, dealing with the major crises of the moment.
Biden said he had known Bhutto since 1988 and had spoken to her several times since her recent return to Pakistan, voicing doubts about her security. David Green, NPR News, Des Moines.